Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
You're welcome to Cruise Control with Mide Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. And today we are diving into the relationship between technology and social activism. Today we are going to be discussing how technology has become an indispensable tool in the arsenal of modern day activists. From hashtag movements to online petitions, technology has changed the way people organize, mobilize, and advocate for change. Social media platforms like X, formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, have become virtual megaphones for activists, allowing them to reach millions of people with a single post. And what is funny is that, or what is interesting more, is that the viral nature of social media has been able to shatter, to break geographical barriers. It doesn't matter that you're in Nigeria and I'm in the UK, or I'm in the US, or I'm somewhere in Europe. The viral nature of social media has shattered these geographical barriers, and it allows activists to connect across continents, across cultures, and guess what? In real time. That's the best thing. So hashtag movements like hashtag Black Lives Matter have sparked global conversations and moved millions to demand justice and equality. Hashtags like I Can't Breathe, I can't really remember the one where the police officer knelt beyond the... The details are a little bit fuzzy, but these kind of hashtags have gone far in making sure that, you know, it's gone around, it's become not just like local movements but global movements. And locally we had hashtags like hashtag end SARS, hashtag revolution now, hashtag end police brutality. Then there was a movement that said that the government had ended SARS, and then they said they were going to replace them with SWAT, and there was the hashtag end SWAT. And not only was this movement online, it actually translated to an actual physical movement where millions of Nigerian youths came out in their various states of the country, came out in their various localities to protest against police brutality, something that was affecting all of us. And this started with the power of a tweet. So it's really interesting what social media can do, what technology has been able to do, and how it has been able to help us to organize. You don't have to form unions, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is, it just takes the right person to send a tweet out to make people come outside and fight for the things that they believe in. And also, let's not overlook the roles of smartphones and live streaming technology in documenting acts of injustice on the front lines of protest and demonstration. If you remember vividly the things that happened in 2020, we had people live streaming, we had videos where people were live streaming and taking videos of them being brutalized by the police, like taking videos of them going through this and going through that. And even throughout when the protest was holding, there were videos coming out up until the protest scattered and things happened after. It was a lot of live streaming and people got to see what was happening in real time, undeniable, unrefutable evidences. So as I was saying, that these things like social media and live streaming technology have become powerful tools and very indispensable for bearing witnesses to human rights abuses and holding the authorities accountable for their action. From police brutality to environmental disasters, this tool have become very, very important in holding authorities accountable and rallying for support in urgent cases. For instance, we remember that during the protest in 2020, the end SARS protest, millions of people actually went ahead to crowdfund, to gather money to support the cause. So it's interesting what social media can do. We also actually to mention that during the protest, the end SARS protest, it actually became quite a global conversation. So it didn't just stem from abroad, it stemmed from Nigeria and became a global conversation, with Jack Dorsey of Twitter at that time retweeting. We had celebrities from foreign celebrities, both Nigerians abroad and even foreign celebrities, retweeting and joining the conversation. We also had the use of crowdfunding applications like GoFundMe, activists could raise legal fees, raise money for food, raise money for different things. And even till now, crowdfunding apps like GoFundMe still get to be used a lot. We have gotten to the extent in Nigeria where we are crowdfunding for kidnappers. It's funny, but it's sad that we have gotten to the point where we are crowdfunding for kidnappers. But yes, that's also happened. But we also have the use of these crowdfunding apps to crowdfund for causes that people are interested in. Just recently, it was used to crowdfund for a woman on Twitter. I think her name is Momizi. The GoFundMe was used to crowdfund for her. Not crowdfund for her, more like to gift her. So not like there was a request, but sometimes there are requests and people create GoFundMe accounts so that they can crowdfund for people to help them for one court case or another. So the use of this crowdfunding applications or websites is so that people can raise funds for humanitarian aid bypassing the traditional gatekeepers and tapping into the collective generosity of the online community. Because trust me, the online community is actually quite generous. But as always, with all these technological advancements, it comes with the need for caution. So we must be mindful of the fact that there are some people that do not actually have access to digitalization. Some people are marginalized. Some people are in marginalized communities and they don't actually have access to these tools. So we must ensure that our online activism actually translates into meaningful offline action, which is like what happened with the NSAS protest. So in case you were not available, you were not aware, or you don't have the appropriate tools, or you're not just don't have Twitter, or you didn't have Twitter, or you don't have a phone that is online or something like that, the fact that the online activism, the social media warriorness sorry, but like the social media battle, the social media protest actually translated to something that happened offline that enabled other people to join in was actually very fantastic. Also, we must know that as social media activists, we must safeguard our digital footprints and advocate for policies that protect our online freedom. So it's not enough that you think that you're offline, you're behind the keyboard, nobody can see you. If they intend to see you, they would actually see you. So we have to advocate for policies that will protect us, not just for freedom of speech, but freedom after speech online. Because sometimes, and I've heard like people, countless people say that freedom of speech is very much allowed, but freedom of after speech, that one cannot be promised. So we must have policies that would make sure to ensure that no matter what you say online, unless you're cyberbullying people, at least there should be rules, there should be policies against cyberbullying. But apart from that, I think that we should be able to speak our truth online and offline without being scared for our lives. Except when you're maybe slandering or committing libel against the person. I think that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you for joining me today on Cruise Control. And I want to remind you that you should remember to continue to use your voice. Remember that the power to effect change lies within each and every one of us. Your voice matters. Keep fighting for what you believe in, offline and online. Do not forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. Stream us on all streaming platforms. Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Listen to us on all social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio. And search for us on Google at Africa Tech Radio. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Africa Tech Radio, the conversation never ever stops.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.